native back in 100 years, we got our own law too. You know, the older people, they always control the younger people. They say, don't use that animal for target. You know, and we listen. You know me, Albert Tritt is the one that raised me. And he's a good guy, smart guy. He's a preacher too. You know, Paul Tritt, Isaac Tritt, all are my half-brother. You know, Albert Tritt is my real uncle. You know, my mother and Albert Tritt are sister and brother. And that's where I raised. And my uncle always talk about the Bible. Maybe that's why I had respect for people. I am well known for Chukan area too. I get along with people. And I love people. After 1971, maybe more than 10 years, we never talk about reservation land. But after 71, people come out and start talk about the reservation. And then they got it back. And at that time, we call them corporation, Winnetai Corporation, and then Netsang Corporation, you know. And then we're elect Don Wright. And then we're at meeting. They talk about IRA, you know. And it worked out good. I'm really satisfied about that. Right now, the way we set up, I like it. Because it's been operated under IRA Council. I like it too. And then John Fritzen, I remember, I was 19 years old that time. I remember him good. He's a full blast native. But he's got educated. He speaks both sides, you know. Same way, native and white. And he got John Fritz for secretary and a meeting. And then pretty soon they need people for vote. And then they sent even from here, people have to walk all the way up to Arctic Village with that note for vote. And I know my brother do that too, my aunt Bruce William. I remember he collect names, signature. And then we related for Chukan too, and that's where we get vote. We get election and 1941. That time is passed. That bill is passed. I guess secretary. What is name that time? No, Dahlman. 1940.
Secretary of Interior?
Yeah.
I think it was Harold
Ickes. He's the one that signed it.
Probably Harold Ickes.
Yeah. I thought it's Dahl, something like that. He's the one that signed and passed it. And right now we had a private land, and Let's see what else I can say. But I'm really satisfied about the way we set up anyway. And that's all I have to say. I'm glad to talk with you guys. Well, I guess that's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Trey.
Up to the next one. Thank you.
Thank you.
Isa tay tôi chắc khi non toàn chứ tay chắc tay 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 你才叫呢 是给人类的机器 我在那 Rule Kanjaras, visit. And in Chip to head Taza. Try to go to Sanson. Want
That was Nathaniel Frank Vinnie Kine. He is also an original participant in the reservation choir. What he said was that back in 1940 that John Fredson was the one that have put the people together in Vinitai from the other area, like Arctic Village, Christian Village, and Fish Camp. One of the things that John had said was that the tribe need the land for the future generation. And he sees that today to be true, that he also proud that this had taken place back in 1940 to think about future generation at that time. So his recommendation is that if we can continue to maintain our land in the form of government, he said he would feel happy about it.
Some of the things that he said he couldn't see. Other the Savilis kitchen council office at D, you can touch a run or cook it in the go now. I just took a candidate in Jota got him called in the channel. Jim Christian, I don't need a net to get such a canal thing. Ane sweeting kat sida kaje ni itsal kaje di tio. Kanal tay ke gihiri na. Aina ko ida tatsa ko bencho eje ko esa aina. Aina khakte ko kun aji tatsa ko ri o tio. Ko tsang inta o ta tatsa. I ate some good water. Hannah Stevens, they broke a quarter of school in the same. I ate a death as a Grinch Ridley. She was a reason in it. I ate a Arneesham. Horace Vachan. That sak internet ne ko kun feda ai on the article cottage only kina za ko sa sai ha ke hetcha khoya ta sak la biten ga si wo ka is sar go ka kanal tai yen ta ko ha cha don cha ha chi khol ko bin ti kun le sra na ai ko ke sa in na to chaisan sikul ke net si na ji gon ta ran pa go ku chuk te ki engo ki te gen je yen ta ke ne kam tai ai ko ka ko kha sa 1935 got on the Zhang Shuiqin Hoshio, T. Yazahi Chi, the Choha. I take it on the Yukon Chakhala, the Tanke Lilha, the on the Jacob Hogus site. As you could see the Chinjin Riskulatsi. Jad Gwasu gave a grand Tigweza. The signal that I could get a Gishirina. I got on the sheet at the kinning sheet. Is got on the got place on the yashki rubber? I need to touch on the variation. I got it. I said, good taking a kinchel. Get it in some for William. I need to touch. Go the shadow weather. Couldn't cut it at the deeds again. Kora khat it satya ka gohinta yon chata gundade. Ka gwinta y kwa ga koro ha khati ha go kwa hantage. Yinnin ha go kwa hantage. Yinnin sa gintil da tsak. Sa ish tiyan da ro, tithi nad ke shedin tisham labe shedin ti chotor ki. Aiki yakhay kamad tayri na. Kaji kami tina sita kaya kung to nakakina yung kutsa egi kweza nakoshe ko sa skulje chichi sa katsu jo that the country sa ok council of which hatsu ay sa kenta ina nakihya ya china kinshe kenta ay koka kukha jo pencil ka tota ka tinkha Je got on the teacher, the pencil of Tagata of Jan the Tata. Je got see what it is, Jadin and Hogwarts, don't you agree?
Thank you, ma'am.
That was Annie Frank. Winnie Pine, what she is saying is that she remember when all these things were taking place that she was very young, but she remembered clearly as who are the main people that were responsible to put the proposal and an idea of getting a reservation started in Vinitai. I'm not very clear on the names, but mainly is originally is started from Vinitai, people that are from Vinitai to, they communicate with the outer village to get together to start the meeting on possible getting the reservation, and that that the people that are really responsible have put a lot of work to it in creating it. So today that people that are interested to know why, how they ever got started is that she would like to have these people recognized as the key people that have started it. And she also expressed that the importance of keeping our land and also the work that the council has been doing, and she sees that there are importance that all this land related problem needs to be protected from the outside people coming in and be able to control the problem on the land.
My name is Alan Tritt. I'm one of the tribal council. Also, Arctic Village local council. I'm really proud of my people today, you know, to have, we have our own reservation, our own land, our own rule and regulation. And like 1934, that was about 50 years ago, and I was not even born that time. When I really think that when our great-grandfather getting this reservation, us, our tribal council today, so we can have our reservation, so we can have our own rule and regulation over our land. And I like the people talk about all things like this. Now, I really impress them and I agree with them. And today, I'm on the tribal council, and also Vinitai got the local council, also Arctic Village got the local council on our reservation. We both have our own regulation, rule and regulation over animal and village rule, and also us, the tribal council, is the control over the our land. and I'm really proud of it. You know, this is what our great-grandfather and great-grandmother and our parent got this for us today. So today I'm proud of myself and the people to vote me in one of the tribal council, so I can put input to all we worry about today is get our children to get better education. So maybe from there on in the future, so they can control over the land and village, the community, things like that. That's all I got. Thanks.
Thank you, Mr. Trump.
I'm Larry Williams from Vinitai. Listening to these older people, I began to realize that how smart they were to foresee the future and see how it'll be nowadays in 1984. They were talking about 50 years ago, and in that time they didn't have very much contact with the white man, with the Western civilization. But then they saw that they had to have some sort of call it a barrier against encroachment of the white people and the Western civilization, and they sought to protect their way of life and their culture and their language, in fact their very existence. And listening to them and listening to what they remember of their tribal leaders, that they were very intelligent and smart people. And nowadays, we have it easy because they paved the way for us. All we got to do is pick up the load, so to speak, and keep on going on with it. And when 1971, the Native Land Claims came into law, we had a choice of whether to take the land or take the money. And the people very wisely took the land and said, we don't want no part of that money, we'd rather have the land. And that's the way it stands today. And it's up to the people and the tribal council to keep up that tradition of keeping the land as it is. And we call ourselves a sovereign people, and that's the way it should be. Because we don't have to ask anybody, we're going to hunt on our land or to get timber to build our cabins. We go out and do it without any waste. And we have our own laws that we follow that have been in existence before the white man law came into the country. And we still follow that. That's a traditional laws. It's the unwritten laws that we follow. We don't waste a game, we don't waste a fish, we don't cut down timber for nothing unless we're going to use it, and all that. And that's the way those people back then saw it, and that's the way they wanted it, and that's the way it should be. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Williams.
My name is Sarah James, and I'm from Arctic Village. I'm a member on Tribal Council, and I'm also a board member for our local school district. And first of all, I'd like to thank you, my people, for preserving this land so we can use it as our needs. And throughout the years, we have a story among our people that we always did, and that's how it handed down through the generation. We don't have no written history, but that's how we keep track of our history. And I really am thankful for what my people did for this particular land. And one of the reason I really didn't, when Land Claim Settlement Act came along, one of the reason I really didn't want to vote on Land Claim Settlement Act at that time was, I don't like that word settlements in there, because my ancestor is not a settlement type of people. They move one place to another, and where there is food, and they never stay one place. They move one place to another, and that's what I don't like. One of the things I don't like about Land Claim Settlement Act is just that word settlement. And then another thing is that the definition I got at that time was money. Where would the money get us to? I was thinking. So most of the time, I don't even know how I spend my money, so what could that do? So I went for land, and most of us did. And I'm glad it turned out that way. And down through growing up, I hear stories about how they got and this about reservation back in 1930s, that it's not an easy time for them at that time. It was a war time, and it was very hard because there was change in between non-Indians coming in and being an Indian, and there's no really understanding of what's happening to them. All they know is that they got to hold on to what they already have and what they always did have, and that's the land. And they didn't even know, the measure of the land, they said, and distribute of, and of this river, and on this east of this site, and all that. And that's how they were pointing out the places where they use the land the most. And the definition is maybe larger than we can imagine, because my people do travel in a vis of land across this country. And reality, I think, like they say, we were there yesterday and we're going to be there tomorrow. And I don't think they'll just disappear from the feeling of Native people. And so I know so, because I have a son that's gonna carry out that feeling. Not necessarily being a leader, that's not what I'm trying to say. I'm just trying to say that it'll be within them. It has been for last 100 years or so. It will for another 100 years. Who knows? So really, it wasn't easy the way they would have to form meetings in those days. They have to, and summertime they have to travel between here and Salmon Village and Christian Village and Arctic Village, Vinitai, and Fish Camp. It wasn't a really easy task to travel between those places in those days, because, like I said, it was a hard times in that in those years. It wasn't an easy time. And so I don't know what else I can say, but I'm happy where we're at, and we're going to move forward and able to maintain our land and have the control and able to say that we have something, you know, that we own, some identity, which make me feel, you know, being somebody. And they always talk about Native with alcohol problem, suicide. And among my people here, I don't see that as a problem, because we control that on our land. And there's some instances, but then overall we control that. And for suicide and other big problem among the natives, I think my people now is they live like a big family. We always be glad to see each other, because I think we got identity that we can say who we are, and able to say we own something. We able to say what we please, and what we can say we have control over. So which is good feeling. So, and again, I'll just really, these people that got meetings together and able to put it together way back in those days, I thank them again. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hello, my name is Robert Frank Sr. I'll make this one short, because what I will say, almost quite a few people from here already say, so I'm just going to say what I got in my mind. Back, way back, just like all those old people talk, you know, that's a long, hard word. What I will say is, I just hope we just do the same thing all in the future wise. Just like back in a few years back, Grandpa Johnny Frank, the one that used to be a chief for the whole reservation, he always tell me that someday they will try to take away our land. Just like the Native Land Claim Settlement Act, just like they say, those corporations, you know, came around and they incorporate our village. But later on, we had a meeting on there and there, both village, Arctic and here, and we decided to have some kind of special ballot to go along with the corporation or go along with the reservation. So at that time, we had a lots of work we put in, and that time. So everybody go along with the reservation instead of go along with those township and those money that they will get if they been a corporation. So today, I'm really glad that we went along with our reservation instead of corporation. Also, there's lots of kids are going to school. I hope that someday they'll be sitting here and they might testify for something else. That time when just like all those old stories come all the way down from almost 1867, you know, until today's 1984. There's the way we used to live on this reservation back among that time, you know, but lots of people, all those old people around here, they used to manage their own land, how to control caribou, how to control all those different wildlife around this area. Because same time, they don't want to waste any animal. They don't want to waste nothing. Whatever they get out of every animal they kill, they make clothing all the way to down to the bone, you know, just like down to the bone grease. That's a far as they can take everything. They don't leave anything behind. I just hope that something like that we're doing all the way through, just like the file for reserve land, we did that all the way down until today. But there's lots of stuff we'll still going to do in this ahead. I just hope everybody start thinking about it, how to finish school and keep on going, you know, until they get their goal, like all those students around here. Also, there's another thing that I'm really proud that of myself and all my people here in Arctic, whoever living here on the reservation, that we took it, because I think that's a pretty good choice. We just left the way our old grandparents used to live. We just keep their whatever working they used to do, we just keep it up. The land is really important to everybody. Well, there's nothing else I can say about it.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
My name is Gideon James. I'm the first chief of Uniontown Tribal Government. As you can hear earlier about testimony from older people as how they work to acquire a land that was it'd be a Vinitai Indian Reserve. In that document, IRA organization, which they have acquired at that time, is the is the law that was passed by Congress for Indian, land-based Indian, to be able to acquire land and be able to manage it, and live and use it the way they see fit. And also along with it, they passed and approved the corporate charter and bylaws for the IRA government, and set out the rules and articles. The IRA government also gives certain powers to the tribal council as a governing body, that they guarantee under the Howard Wheeler Act that they were sovereign people, and they possess as jurisdiction over that piece of land that was granted at that time. This we know today.